We're back for part three. Why statism, part three? If you've not listened to the previous two episodes of Stating the Obvious, you need to go do that. Oh, smart. That was brilliant. See, this is what happens when Randy's not here to babysit my ass. At least the beer did not get on the microphone. No, there should be a law that says you can't drink beer while using a microphone. I mean, we really need to do this for the children. This is Stating the Obvious podcast, the cruise missile that I launch of my intellect, something like that. I'm not drunk or anything. I'm really not. I just opened the beer. I just finished recording the previous episode, no break between the two, other than walking to the fridge break. Because we're going to, I just want to knock this out. Get this done. Of course, as I'm going along, I'm actually thinking of additional things. I'll be going back and adding some stuff to the show notes. Not only that, I feel really good about this. Oh, I feel. Oh, my feelings. Let's talk about feelings. I feel really good about this entire cast and the content. This might be the basis for a book. Because I've been intending to write a book about anarcho-capitalism for a while. And, you know, intentions are like assholes. Everybody has one and they all stink. And a large number of my intentions never get followed through because there's only 24 hours in the day and I have a lot of different things that I like to pursue. Like photography and girls. But the things I'm presenting here, this could become the start of a book. Just throwing that out. It may or may not happen. All right, let me get back to it. Let's wrap this up. I left off talking about, can statists be fixed? Can they be converted? Can they be persuaded? Can they be brought out of statism into anarcho-capitalism? And my answer is, as it has been for a long time, is that statist and anarcho-capitalist are biologically different. There's something about their brain chemistry that they live in this perpetual state of fear. Those of us who are anarcho-capitalists, we don't live in a state of fear. And again, so let's look back at the comment I was reading left on YouTube where one of my listeners was talking about his take on fear and all this other stuff. Do anarcho-capitalists have fear? Yes, we have a fear, but our fear is of the state. Our fear is not of the other members of our species. Whereas for the statist, their fear... God, this is fucking brilliant. This is coming out of my brain right now as I'm talking. This, holy fuck, I am brilliant. I mean it. Listen to what the fuck I'm about to say to you. The fear. We're back to the fear. Here's the key difference. Anarcho-capitalist, we do have fear. We fear the state. What we don't fear is other people. We don't fear a voluntary society without the state. Statists are exactly the opposite. They have no fear of the state. But they're terrified of other people. Rich people will exploit them. Criminals will come and steal from them. Child molesters will abduct their children. Men will rape their women. right? Without the state to protect them from all the other people, they will be at the mercy of others. This is the key difference. A key difference. Maybe I shouldn't say the key difference, considering it's coming out of my brain right now as I'm talking. I've never fucking thought of this before. But if you think about it, I'm thinking about it right now, it's true. We as anarcho-capitalists, I'm an ANCAP. I'm not afraid of other people. I mean, I'm in coffee shops. I walk away and I'll leave my computer sitting on the coffee shop table while I go to the bathroom. Sometimes, depending where I'm at, I'll leave my bike there and walk away without locking it up if I'm not going far from it. I mean, if I'm walking away from it a long time, I lock it up. But generally speaking, as I go through life, I'm not afraid that the people around me want to harm me or steal from me. Yes, there are people out there who are psychos. There are people out there who are thieves. But then again, as I've said before, in an anarcho-capitalist society, you would only steal once. Once you got caught, you would either be ostracized or killed. These people would not exist in an ANCAP society. Evolution and natural selection would remove their DNA from the gene pool. I'm not afraid of the other members of my species. Yes, I recognize there are some outliers, but for the most part, I recognize that the other members of my species don't want to harm me or steal from me. The state, on the other hand, wants me dead. Statists are exactly the opposite. Statists believe that all the other members of the species want to harm them, and only the state can protect them. Only the state cares about them. And if there were no state, then everybody would be running down the streets, killing each other, raping each other, stealing from each other, polluting the environment, shooting nuclear weapons at each other. These are completely opposing worldviews. All right, hang on. I've got to make some notes so I don't forget this. Okay, otherwise it will just completely escape my brain and I'll just lose it all. Yeah, I just recorded it. I could try listening to my own podcast and then I'd remember, but God forbid, I'm not going to listen to my own podcast. That's crazy. Okay. Can the statists be converted? Can they be fixed? Can they be persuaded? Can they be educated? No, they can't. No more than a shark can live on land. The statist cannot be turned into an anarcho-capitalist. As I've said before, statists are born, anarcho-capitalists are born. Now, there are ANCAPs out there who don't know they're ANCAPs. They can be, you know, educated and said, hey, this is what you are. Here, this isn't in the notes either. I was thinking about this. And I've talked about this before, too. When I was watching the X-Men movie, and everybody's like, well, Magneto, he's the bad guy. I'm like, wait, hold it. The fuck is wrong with you people? Magneto is not the bad guy. Magneto is absolutely right. If there is not a more ANCAP movie out there than the X-Men movie. I think it was the first one. I know there's a bunch of them. But basically, right, Magneto is like, oh, the government is going to try to register all of us mutants and come after us, just like the Nazis did when they put all of us Jews in the concentration camps. Magneto's absolutely right. The government is going to try to register the mutants and control them and make laws dictating their behavior. Just like anarcho-capitalist, we look at the government. The government wants to regulate us. The government wants to control us. If we don't do what the government tells us to do, they want to put us in concentration camps. And the whole time I'm watching the X-Men movie, I'm like, why does this is as a statist as it gets and as ANCAP at the same time. Why does nobody recognize Magneto is the good guy? Magneto sees the state for what it is. And fucking Xavier is just a fucking tool of the state. He's going to the fucking politicians and the government and the corporations and saying, I will help you oppress my own people. He's a fucking tool. We are the mutants. We ANCAPs are the mutants. And the statists are the mundanes. And in addition to all the other things they fear us. That's why there's so much hatred for us. And we'll get to some of that. That's why there's so much hatred for our ideas. Because they are terrified of anarcho-capitalists. Because they recognize we are superior to them. Maybe not consciously, but unconsciously, they recognize that, you know, somebody who can go out and start a business and make a bunch of money is superior to somebody who has no skills and has to spend their entire life working as a barista. They recognize that. They recognize people who can set their own goals and create their own direction and achieve things on their own are superior to people who need to be told what to do by some external source. They recognize that people who can reason out why killing other humans is wrong are superior to people who need to be told by gods or governments not to kill other people. They recognize we are superior to them. Just as the mundanes recognized the mutants in the X-Men were superior to them. And thus the fear and the need to regulate and control. The statists recognize that if, you know, taxes were voluntary, all the people in society, the ANCAPs who actually create value, would stop paying taxes and everything would crash and burn. The welfare state would crash and burn. Obamacare would crash and burn. All of this shit would crash and burn if those of us who are superior are not forced to support the inferior, the parasites. So can we bring the statist up out of the darkness? Can we bring them to enlightenment? Can we educate them? Larkin Rose thinks we can. I watched a Larkin Rose video a while back where he announced starting the Josie the Outlaw website, YouTube channel, and having Josie do her thing. So now it's been a while since I watched this, and I tried to find it on YouTube on Larkin's channel, and I was not able to find it because I wanted to at least partially review it. I'll try again. If I can find it, I'm going to link to it. So I'm summarizing what Larkin said, and I'm doing it from memory. So if I get any of this wrong, then I fully admit that it's my fault, and I'm not trying to defame Larkin. Because, okay, for those of you who don't know who Larkin Rose is, go to YouTube, find Larkin, L-A-R-K-I-N, R-O-S-E, Larkin Rose, find his channel, watch it, he's brilliant. He's the guy who said one of the most brilliant things about the roads ever, because, you know, we always make fun of the status in the roads, how hard is it to make a road. Larkin Rose did this great video in which he pointed out that a road is simply a place on the ground that's flat. And so when a statist says, but who would build the roads? They're saying that they're not smart enough to make a flat place on the ground. It's brilliant. Larkin Rose is also known for not paying income taxes. He wrote a book about that, which I have not read. And he's a mover and shaker in the anarcho-capitalist movement. So if you don't know who Larkin Rose is, you need to expose yourself to his ideas. He's very fucking smart, very intelligent. Sometimes he talks a little too much. He drones on and repeats himself too much. But, you know, we won't mention the name of anybody who does a podcast who sometimes fucking repeats himself over and over and over, because right, we have no idea who the fuck that might be. Because nobody at this podcast ever drones on too long about anything or repeats themselves over and over and over fucking ad nauseum, just repeating themselves, right? That would never happen on this podcast. Right, Larkin Rose, great thinker. Great, great thinker. Oh, he also did a video, One Little Dot, or something like that, damn it, where he basically illustrated the fact that there's 400 or so, however many politicians, who control everybody else in the entire United States, and how pathetic it is, you know, that however many million people are in the United States allow themselves to be controlled by 400 people. So anyway, he's done some classic shit. Go check out his channel. All right, anyway, Larkin did a video in which he stated that he believed that anarcho-capitalism could be more successful if it had a better messenger. And he made a valid point. Most of the people who are ANCAPs are, you know, middle-aged white guys who are a little fat. I'm not a little fat. I did my trail running. So, but he, again, valid point. And he said, we need a better messenger. And so because we need a messenger who is on par with the message or messengers that all the other philosophies have. Because you turn on the evening news, whether it's Fox or MSNBC, what do you see? You see some hot chick with big titties telling you about how Obama is wonderful or how Romney is wonderful or whatever. And thus, because we need a better messenger, one that can compete with the mainstream media's messengers. Hold on. Hang on. I have a situation. I'm going to have to record the recording, and I will be back. I can't even talk. I'm going to pause the recording, and then I'll be back. I'm not going to record the recording. Whew, boy, it's a good thing I'm intelligent. Whatever you do, don't try this at home. I'm a professional. Okay, I'm back. Crisis averted. Once again, Randy is not here to babysit my ass, so I have to. I don't have President Obama to provide for me. I had to do things for myself. Oh my God, I'm so helpless. Randy's not here to babysit my ass, so I had to pull my own ass out of the fire there. All right, only a couple of burns. No big deal. Everything is cool. Nothing caught on fire. There was some smoke. Nothing caught on fire. While I was dealing with the crisis, I had another thought. Earlier, when I read the commentary from the idiot who was talking about how libertarians fetishize the 19th century, something else occurred to me about statist. So statist will always make this accusation at anarcho-capitalist that we don't want to live in the modern world, and you know, without the government, everything would be plunged back into the dark ages and all this other shit. And of course they don't want that, because they want their iPads and they want their internet and they want their Netflix. And they want their free birth control. But do you notice at the same time how statists fetishize 19th century living for other people? Right? They're all about indigenous peoples and the indigenous peoples not being corrupted by technology and science, and being allowed to live in the way that they've traditionally lived for thousands of years. You ever notice how statist, the last thing they want in all those countries in Africa where people are starving, the last thing they want is electricity and refrigeration and roads and automobiles. No. We want those people to live the way their ancestors lived. Talk about some fetishizing of the 19th century. Statists to think that ANCAPs fetishize us living in the 19th century, while they, the statists, fetishize, God, there's a fucking word, fetish. Fetishize everybody else on the planet except for them living in the 19th century. By the way, I'm on disc, I just listened to disc 2 of the Hunger Games, the audiobook. God, I can't talk. And in this, it was revealed that the capital city, at first they were like, yeah, the capital is in a place called the Rocky Mountains. And at first I thought, oh, so the capital is Boulder. Well, that explains a lot. But then in the book, they said you had to go through a tunnel through the mountains to get to the capital, which means, of course, the capital is on the other side of the Rocky Mountains, which means the capital is California. Well, that explains a lot. Okay. Back to Larkin Rose. Larkin Rose made the video saying that he believes in order to get anarcho-capitalism out there, we need a messenger who is the equivalent of the messenger that the mainstream philosophies have. The Republicans, the Democrats, the right, the left, you know, the statists, the communists, whatever the fuck ever. And thus, he announced Josie the Outlaw. That this was this good-looking woman who is very articulate and really believed in anarcho-capitalism, and she was going to be doing these videos, and these videos were going to be really polished and beautiful, not beautiful as in the girl's beautiful, but beautifully produced videos, very polished, very professional, and now finally anarcho-capitalism was going to have a spokesperson. Who, see how politically correct I was there? I said spokesperson instead of spokes chick. We are going to have a hot spokes chick on par with the hot spokes chickies of the other philosophies. I put quotes around them because none of them are really philosophies, because philosophy kind of implies thinking and you can't be a statist if you think. But, you know, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Anyhow, this was going to help convince people to be anarcho-capitalist. Larkin Rose, my friend. In every video you've ever made, I don't think I've ever disagreed with you about anything. If I have, I don't remember it, so it wasn't a big deal. And let me be clear, just in case Larkin or Josie or, you know, anybody who knows them, whatever. I would just want to be absolutely clear. I've watched a couple of Josie's videos. They're good. She's fine, whatever. I don't mean fine as in sexually attractive fine. I mean she's fine. She's fine. Okay, I'm not trying to diss anybody here personally, but I'm doing what I do. I'm fucking being honest and I don't care about your feelings. Okay, I go have a beer with both of you any fucking time. Larkin, showing statist somebody with some titties is not going to turn them into ANCAPs. Saying anarcho-capitalism needs a spokesperson who is sexually attractive, and then we will be able to convince people to stop being statist and become anarcho-capitalist is the exact equivalent. The exact equivalent. It is the exact equivalent to saying, if we just show a person who has titties to some sharks, the sharks will then be able to live on land. It does not matter how many titties the sharks see. The sharks could eat the titties. The sharks could in fact get boob jobs and have fake titties implanted on themselves, and those boob jobs could be paid for by Obamacare. The sharks will still not be able to live on land. It has nothing to do with the titties. Sharks biologically cannot live on land. You can't change that. without extensive genetic engineering. Statist cannot become ANCAPs. It does not matter if Josie has titties. It does not matter how physically attractive she is. It does not matter how articulate she is. It does not matter how polished the videos are. It does not matter how well written the script is. And again, I want to be clear, I am not insulting Josie at all here. I'm fucking just telling you the truth. Josie is cute, she does have titties, she is articulate, the videos look great. It doesn't fucking matter. You're talking about trying to change biology by showing somebody a fucking video. Right? This is like when you go to sexual harassment training. It's like, oh yeah, here, watch this video about why wanting to have sex with women is bad. It's like, oh wow, holy shit, dude, you've just undone. This was actually a Dilbert joke. A Dilbert comic strip, you know? They go to the sexual harassment training, and I think it was Wally. He's like, yeah, 10 million years of human evolution has just been circumvented by watching a video. Statism falls into the same category. You can't circumvent statism by watching a fucking video. It doesn't matter how good the production values are. And Larkin, I don't know what you were smoking when you thought this was a good idea. I mean, it's not a bad idea. And let me be clear. We anarcho-capitalists, should keep making anarcho-capitalist media so that people who are ANCAPs and don't know it will learn about anarcho-capitalism and come to the fold. Okay, so we should keep doing what we're doing. We should not have an expectation that anarcho-capitalist media, podcast, videos, books, writings, websites, is going to convert statist, the hardcore statist, the 99%. It is not going to bring them into the fold. It's not going to educate them. It's not going to convince them. It's not going to convert them. It's not going to fix them. They cannot be fixed. Sharks cannot live on land. Statist cannot get rid of their fear. It is a brain chemistry disorder that makes them afraid of the other members of their species and thus need the state to protect them from other people. You can't fix that. Like the saying goes, you can't fix stupid. You can fix ignorant. You can educate your way out of ignorance, but you can't fix stupid. I have some other end notes here. I was looking at them to decide what I wanted to do with them, and having another drink of beer. I do because what I want to do, I want to, since we're talking about Josie, I want to actually read you some comments from her YouTube channel in reaction to one of her videos to illustrate what I'm saying to you. I'm going to read all these comments, and I'm going to sit there and point out how these comments illustrate everything I have said in this and the previous two podcasts about fear, about incompetency, about comfort, convenience, about the inability to set your own direction in life. I'm going to read the comments, and they are going to illustrate everything I've said brilliantly. And they're going to illustrate why the Josie the Outlaw thing is not going to convert anybody who is a statist. Before I do that, let me briefly talk about two Stefan Molyneux quotes that I have on my notes that I wanted to talk about. Quote number one, Stefan said, "Conformity in the present makes you invisible to the future." That was another, I think, brilliant moment. And again, the statist, they're all about conformity because they're afraid of being different. And it's true. People who conform, nobody remembers them. Nobody remembers the rank and file guards of the concentration camps. We remember the people, nobody remembers all the German citizens who turned in their Jewish neighbors. The ones who are remembered are the ones who didn't conform, the ones who hid the Jews. Right? Nobody remembers all of the American Indians who conformed and allowed themselves to be put on the reservations. The Indians we remember are the ones who didn't conform, did not conform, if I can talk, like Crazy Horse, and resisted the American government's attempts to put them on concentration camps. I mean, reservations. Right? We don't remember all the slaves who were obedient and did what the master told them. But we know the names of some of the slaves who resisted. The Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman, yada, yada, yada. When you conform with society around you, you are resigning yourself to oblivion in the eyes of history. No one will ever fucking remember you because you were just a tool. Bill Gates did not conform. Steve Jobs did not conform. And people, people who are bad people don't conform, and the same thing. Adolf Hitler did not conform. Hussein Obama does not conform. Dick Cheney doesn't conform. So you can certainly not conform in bad ways, right? Martin Luther King Jr. did not conform. Malcolm X did not conform. Fidel Castro did not conform. Speaking of history, the other Stefan Molyneux quote, when you study history, it's like watching the same movie over and over with different costumes. And it's the truth. I've talked about this before. All the statists around me who, when you point out to them that the United States is going to collapse, they just live in this denial where that's not going to happen. And yet, if you look at history, every empire throughout history has collapsed. All empires collapse. And I'm sure all those empires, all the citizens of those empires sat around thinking, oh, this empire's not going to collapse. Our emperor is strong. We have so much money. We're rich. We have powerful armies. They all collapsed. The Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, the Mongolian Empire, the Soviet Union. The only state that has not suffered a massive collapse that ended its existence so far has been China. I've talked about this before. My theory on that is because China, even though China has never really been an imperial nation, they've gone through the Warring States period, and they've broken apart, they've come back together, broken apart, come back together, they've been invaded, yada, yada, yada. Okay, but China has essentially never really exceeded its boundaries, like there's some standard boundaries. But I mean, China has always reached this one point of expansion and then essentially stopped. They've never put enough effort into imperial expansion to become an empire. And I think that's what has kept them from a collapse so far. And who knows, maybe they are going to collapse one day, but as I've said before, I believe China is going to end up ruling the planet. All empires collapse. And sitting here right now looking at the United States, it's like watching history, only with different costumes. And just people just think, well, it can't happen here. This is the United States of America. While Obama's president, if you think we're going to have an economic collapse, you hate black people. No, I think we're going to have an economic collapse because the United States is an empire. And all empires collapse. We cannot sustain this level of spending. We, like you and I, are doing this. the United States, the government, the state, the government of the United States, the corporations, the military-industrial complex, the police-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, it cannot be sustained forever. Especially now with all these people who are going to be retiring, getting wealthy, it cannot be sustained forever. It's going to fall apart. One more thing I'm going to throw in before we start reading comments from Josie the Outlaw's video. And this will come up again in the comments, but I just want to make sure I get it in. Is statist, because of their fear, are always going to make the argument that the government provides things that would not otherwise be provided. And it provides things for people, and therefore the government is good. Right? The government provides roads, and the government provides food for people that can't afford food, and the government provides health care, and all, yada, 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 fucking the government gives us this. Oh, just remind these people, because, of course, in here in the United States, we have, other people, I don't. Here in the United States, most white people, especially upper middle class and rich white people, have a lot of guilt over slavery. Just remind them that back in the good old days, when we had slaves down in the South, there's only in the South, because we know the Northerners never had slaves in the North, and we know that certainly companies that were owned by Northerners never brought slaves to the Northern states and then sold them to people from the Southern states. We know that never happened. There was never any slavery north of the Mason-Dixon line. It was all south of the Mason-Dixon line. The pure Northerners, they never had slaves. But back in the good old days when we had slaves, remind them that the slave masters provided for their slaves. They provided them a place to live, provided them with food, gave them clothing, gave them medical care, educated their children so their children could work as slaves, educated them enough to get a job, just like the public education system does right now. Provided them with health care, provided them with food, clothing, shelter, jobs, medical care. And yet, that was a terrible thing. Yet, when the government does exactly the same thing, somehow or another, this is wonderful and enlightened. And not only that, but it's actually required. Without the government to provide these things for you, and without you in return paying taxes to the government and obeying the government and getting permission from the government to get married, getting permission from the government to have a job, why, civilization would just collapse. All right, where am I on time? Hang on, I gotta reshuffle here. Trying to reduce the amount of microphone noise I make while moving the microphone. And I'm trying to, come on, do this without fucking up the computer and the recording, because I mentioned Randy's not here to hold my hand. All right, here we go. This is published on February 4th, 2014. The video is Who Owns You? Are You Anyone's Slave? And of course you are, because especially if you're a statist. So, Josie the Outlaw put out this video. She put out. Yeah, make a sex joke. All right. Here we go. Now, this is going to bring people over to anarcho-capitalism, right? We got Josie. She's articulate. She's cute. She has titties. She's got well-produced videos. This is what Larkin Rose thinks is going to open people's minds to anarchy. Let's read the top comments to this. Of course you own yourself. We are part of a society with a leader to help everybody. Sure, we could all live in the woods, hunting, fishing, and making our own shelters without paying taxes, but in the current society we live in, we all help each other out. Every society needs a leader, and taxes are not taken from you. Taxes go back into society in shape of roads, healthcare, etc. You are not owned by the government, since you can leave the country and go. Oh my goodness, let's look at everything we've got in here. We're part of a society. Our leader helps everybody. Oh, the leader. Obama helps everyone. The people in prison getting raped, he's helping them. Yes, the people in foreign countries getting killed by flying robots, Obama's helping them. Oh, he's so wonderful. We could all live in the woods. See, and again, it's anarcho-capitalists all want to live in the woods. What is this thing that, this idea that people can't live together? Again, animals live together in societies. You ever heard of prairie dogs? They live together in societies. They don't have governments. Somehow or another, they manage to live together. But for the statist, they can't do this. Why can a statist not live around other people without the government to protect them? Because statist fear other people. There it is again. Statism is based on being afraid of other people. So afraid of other people that you're willing to give up your own freedom, you're willing to be a slave. Every society needs a leader. No, it doesn't. Fucking weak, stupid people who cannot find their own direction in life need leaders. Intelligent people, free people, anarcho-capitalists do not need leaders. If you need a leader, you are, by definition, a slave. Free people do not need leaders. Your taxes are not taken from you. No, of course not. Why, they go back into society in the shape of killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, the war on drugs, the Department of Homeland Security, the prison industrial complex, the failing public education system. No, those taxes are not taken from you. And of course, you're not owned by the government because you can leave the country and go. Just anytime, you can just leave the country. Absolutely, just go up and leave. Here's the next one. Taxes pay for streets we drive on. The roads. It's always the roads. My fucking God. There's not a fucking conversation that can be had with a fucking filthy ass fucking statist without the fucking roads. And they wonder, you make fun of statists about the roads. Gee, yeah, we do make fun of you about the fucking roads because it's your fucking excuse. The first comment, the taxes come back to you in the shape of roads. Second comment, taxes pay for the streets we drive on. Roads. Like nobody can make a fucking flat place on the ground unless Obama is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. And fucking TSA agents are touching 8-year-old boys' cocks. Jesus fucking Christ. The fact that you people are too goddamn stupid to make a flat place on the ground means that if fucking evolution was allowed to run its course, you'd be dead. Fucking hell. Taxes pay for the streets we drive on, schools for our children, and other things, things is in quotation marks, we use and need. So there is a flaw in Josie Outlaw theory. Holy shit. Really? Taxes pay for things, so therefore you're wrong. Okay, that's the kind of logic we're dealing with here. Hold on, I'm waiting for the web browser. Here we go. Oh, this idiot who's commenting calls himself Mr. Objectivity. This is fucking hilarious. As an anarcho-capitalist, itself a contradiction in terms. I love when people think anarcho-capitalist is a contradiction in terms. Anytime somebody says an anarcho-capitalist is a contradiction in terms, what they've just told you is they have no fucking idea what an anarcho-capitalist is, and you can safely ignore anything they say after that, except, of course, if you're going to make fun of them like I'm going to. Josie can't honestly believe any of this herself. Right, see, you can't believe what you're saying. I love when people say, you can't believe what you're saying. Why do statists say things like, you can't believe what you're saying? Because statists don't believe what they're saying. Statists say what they say because they're afraid of being uncomfortable. Therefore, they're afraid of not conforming with everybody around them. Therefore, they just mindlessly parrot whatever other people around them say. That's why statists believe that if you disagree with them, well, you just can't possibly believe that. You're just saying that because you haven't been properly indoctrinated like I have. Josie can't honestly believe any of this herself because as a capitalist, she believes that people with less money than she has will need to come work for her for a better life. Well, yes, everybody has to work for somebody else to get more money. You have to create value for other people in order for people to give you money. And whether that's working in return for cash, or whether it's barter, trading apples for oranges, or whatever. Yeah, again, you see the statist mentality. The statist mentality is that, as a statist, my life should be made better. I should get things from other people without having to create value for them. Because I am privileged, I am special, I should not have to create value for other people in order to receive value from other people. What a fucking moron. She has no problem with the notion of people coming to work for her for a pittance, so that she may profit hugely from the work of the masses. Really? Now, of course, this same person probably owns an iPad. Multi-billion dollar international corporation Apple uses slave labor in China to make Apple devices. Oh, but see, that's okay because Apple is a corporation. And as a statist, having an Apple device is a status symbol. So see, that's okay. It's okay for Apple Corporation to have slave labor in China making iPhones. But if somebody came to Josie and said, I'm willing to work for you and create value in return for a pittance, that's evil. And why would these people work for Josie for a pittance? Well, they'd work for her for a pittance because they're not capable of negotiating a good salary. And because they're not capable of creating enough value while working for her that she would pay them more money. Again, you see the admission of the statist that he is incompetent, he's incapable. He cannot create value for other people. He cannot negotiate his way to getting a better pay in return for his services. And he can't learn enough and gain enough skills to create value. It's an admission of his own incompetence. She mentions paying taxes, voting, and other things. She never says, quote, do you go to work for a capitalist, unquote, since she doesn't see capitalism as a problem. Well, capitalism isn't a problem, but we also don't have capitalism. Again, whenever somebody tells you that we live in a capitalist country, again, you're dealing with an idiot. Wow, that was nice. You're dealing with a moron. The United States of America does not have capitalism. We have corporatism. We have consumerism. There's no capitalism here. Emma Goldman once said, ask for work. If they do not give you work, ask for bread. If they do not give you bread, take bread. Unquote. In the world of Josie the Outlaw, police would be abolished. Nothing wrong with abolishing the police, I agree. That's interesting. But private security for hire would be available for two capitalist businesses that would operate free from centralized government restrictions. And gun nut Josie would be free to shoot somebody for trying to take a loaf of bread. Again, see, here we go. Why people would just shoot other people for stealing bread. Well, you know what? If you have the energy to steal bread, you probably have the energy to get a fucking job, make some money, and buy some bread. But why can't you get a job, make money, and buy bread? Because you're incompetent. Your only option is to steal from other people. Why? Because you can't create value for other people. Because you're a worthless piece of shit. She talks about state authority. She never complains about private enterprise authority over the worker in her spiel. She whines about paying taxes. She's obviously a laissez-faire capitalist. She can't stop talking about political parasites, but fails to mention economic parasites. This one's old too. As I have explained before, without the government, there are no corporations. The fucking economic parasites are only economic parasites because the government enables their parasitism. Okay, the only reason you have corporate welfare, which we have corporate welfare, is because the government gives the corporations welfare. Corporations, in fact, cannot exist without the government. A corporation's just a piece of paper. Without the state, this is why the state is the government, the education system, the corporations, the prisons, all of this together. Without the government, there are no corporations. Therefore, there can be no economic parasites. Because there can be no corporate welfare. Next idiot comment. But if I transfer ownership of myself, even voluntarily, to a boss, does my boss not, in part, own me? Well, if you're stupid enough to voluntarily transfer your own ownership, then sure, but why would you be that fucking dumb? Oh, because you're a statist. Then this idiot says, and healthcare, roads, schools, police, social insurance, lights on the street at night, etc., etc., are for free. It's called civilization. No, none of these things are free. They all cost money. There is no fucking free. I've done this ad nauseum. There is no fucking free. It costs money. Let's stop paying taxes. Stop abiding the law. Spread anarchy and chaos. Kill each other over a slice of pork and go without consequence. Let's get back to the Stone Age. Things were better then. Do you even believe what you're talking about? Again, there it is. If we stop paying taxes, then people will kill each other in the streets. If we stop paying taxes, we'll go back to the Stone Age. And again, do you believe what you're talking about? Because you just can't possibly believe what you're saying, because what you're saying isn't the same thing I believe. And he says, I honestly haven't heard such bullshit for a long time. Governments and political systems aren't perfect, but it's the best we have at the moment. Well, it's, you know what, those concentration camps we put the Jews in, they weren't perfect, but they were the best we had at the moment, god damn it. Those reservations that the Indians were put on, they weren't perfect, but they were the best we had at the moment. Those concentration camps for those fucking Japanese people during World War II that we just couldn't trust because they had yellow skin, they were put there by FDR, a fucking liberal Democrat. Yeah, those concentration camps, they weren't perfect, but they were the best we had. Holy fucking shit. I mean, this is what passes for intelligence among statists. These are the people that Larkin Rose thinks, if they see a Josie the Outlaw video, that somehow or another, they are going to become persuaded about anarcho-capitalism. They're going to join the fucking up, man. Jesus fucking Christ. It's ridiculous. Okay, here we go. To live in any form of civilization is to be ruled. There it is. No, you do not have to be ruled to live in a civilization. You just have to not be a fucking moron. You have to not be a fucking tool. You have to be capable of providing for yourself. You have to not be afraid of the other people around you. You have to be able to create value for other people in return for value from them. You have to be able to create your own direction in life. You don't have to be ruled. Fucking hell. Oh, Christ. All right, we're going over. Okay. To live in any form of civilization is to be ruled. While you may not sign any official contract saying so, continuing to exist in that civilization suggests that you are willing to grudgingly accept those terms, no matter how much it may pain you to do so. So you see, hey, black people, just because you didn't sign a contract saying that you would be slaves on the plantation and pick cotton, the fact that you stay on the plantation, well, that just means that you are, that suggests that you are grudgingly accepting the terms of your slavery. So Jews, you didn't sign a contract that you'd stay in the concentration camp, but the fact that you're in the concentration camp, that signals that you are grudgingly accepting the terms. American Indians, You know, you guys didn't actually sign any contracts. Actually, some of you did sign contracts back in the day, but of course they were written in a language you couldn't read, and the white men who were telling you they meant things they didn't mean, and so you signed them without being able to read them. But you know what? The fact that you stay on the reservation means that you're willing to grudgingly accept those terms. So, you know, if I come into your house one day and I'm beating the shit out of you with a baseball bat, you didn't sign a contract saying I could beat you with a baseball bat, but the fact that you are continuing to stay there while I beat you with the baseball bat, that signals that you are grudgingly accepting the terms to our agreement. Okay, this is statism. These are the people that Larkin Rose thinks can be educated into becoming anarcho-capitalist. Hold on, there's more. Oh, there's more. Let me come on down here. I gotta wait for the fucking internet. Okay, here we go. She doesn't understand that our representatives were elected because we did not run for office. But we could have run if we wanted to. Yes, you too could win an election for senator or representative of the United States government. Yes. Now here we go. Here we go. Our representatives know best. And I happen to like paying a few bucks to have a million services available to me. There. There's statism in a sentence. Let me read this to you again. Our representatives, they're our representatives. They're not his, they're not, no, ours, right? See, notice how he said, well, these are our, no, I have nothing to fucking do with this, you cocksucker. These people do not represent me, and I have nothing to do with them. Our representatives know best. Again, let me bring you back to point number 4 of the reasons people are statist. They don't have the ability to direct their own life. They can't make their own choices. Our representatives know best. And I happen to like paying a few bucks to have a million services available to me. Let me take you back to point number 3. They value comfort and convenience more than freedom. They pay a few bucks, but oh, they get all these comforts and conveniences. They get all of these services, millions of services available to him for a few bucks. Why is that so important? Well, because, let's go back to number 1, because he can't provide for himself. He can't provide any of these services for himself. He's not able to negotiate for any of these services. He's not able to create value for somebody else in exchange for money, which he can exchange for these services, or to create value for somebody else in exchange for the service directly. And so because he is afraid to try to make his own decisions, because he is afraid to be without comfort and convenience, he writes a sentence like, our representatives know best, and I happen to like paying a few bucks to have a million services available to me. This is somebody that Larkin Rose thinks that if they just see a girl with titties talking about anarcho-capitalism, we can bring this person over. This person can be educated. Unfucking believable. Here's an idiot. This speech is what separates you, the anarchist, and me, the libertarian. You reject the government and the very idea of government. I reject the current government, but I support the idea of a small, transparent government, a constitutional government. So the slave master we have right now, see, he whips the slaves every day, but I'm in favor of a slave master that only whips the slaves twice a day. I mean, excuse me, twice a week. Yes, these are the people that can be saved. These are the people that can be converted. All right. Right, this might be an idiot in the making. Let me read this. Jesus Christ. Alright, this guy's even too stupid for me to even make fun of. Oh, beautiful! We can go out on this one. Oh, no, wait. Oh my god. Oh my god. Alright, sorry guys. I know, you're like, what the fuck? Yeah, all right, never mind. Here we go. Then I'm going to end this. You end the pain, end the misery, and move on. We can all move on. This is all very nice rhetoric, but you don't have anything meaningful to say. You know, unlike Fox News and MSNBC, because there's a lot of fucking meaning there. No, Josie doesn't have anything meaningful to say. Fucking Christ. Larkin Rose, seriously, what the fuck are you smoking when you think that these people can fucking understand freedom? What the fuck are you smoking? This is all very nice rhetoric, but you don't have anything meaningful to say. I mean, I do agree with the sentiment. I love when people say, I agree with the sentiment. I'd be an anarchist if I thought for a second there is a chance we'd ever live in an anarchist society. But maybe someday. So, see, I'd stop owning slaves if I thought there was a chance we'd live in a slaveless society. But gosh, the people around me all do it, so I'm going to do it too. Why? Because I'm afraid to not conform with everyone around me. Here we're back at fear. We're back to fear. We're back to conformity. But even then, regulations and legislation still need to exist, just chosen by the people. If that were the case, and this, my perfect society, existed, you could argue using the same manipulative rhetoric that you don't own yourself since others own you. I'd love for activists and free thinkers to use less poisonous rhetoric and actually be critical of themselves and others. Yes, we should be critical of ourselves, you know, like Obama is critical of himself. Like you fucking statists are critical of yourselves. You're a fucking moron. Absolute fucking morons. Again, let's recap this. Why do statists choose statism? Because they are afraid. Fear. They cannot provide for themselves, and they are afraid they will not be provided for. They value comfort and convenience, and fear losing comfort and convenience so much that they will give up any freedom for comfort and convenience. They do not have the ability to direct their own lives. This is why they need leaders. This is why they need somebody else to tell them what to do. This, more than anything, is what makes them the natural slaves. This is what separates Aristotle's natural slaves from men and women. Men and women, in Aristotle's writings, in his understanding, his philosophy, men and women are distinguished from slaves because men and women can chart their own course. Slaves do not have that ability. And finally, oh, not finally. So then, statists choose statism because they're afraid, because they know natural selection would render them dead. They know they would not be able to survive if they had to negotiate or create value in order to have their needs met. And finally, statists choose statism because they desire to receive benefits without paying for those benefits. And they are afraid that without the state, they won't get the free benefits. They won't get their millions of services for a few dollars. They won't get their free birth control. They won't get their free abortions. They won't get all the fucking free shit. They won't get the free roads and the free prison systems and the free fucking killing people in foreign countries with flying robots and the free fucking golf tricks for Obama and the free corporate welfare. Statism is fear. I challenge you to fucking prove me wrong.